Saint Catherine of Genoa is the great doctor of purgatory and purgatorian mystic. She is amazing. What if we could see her pray, know what's going on in her heart and in her mind, and see some of the visions that she had? The following 20th century mystic, Adrian von Speer, in her book, Book of All Saints, sees the prayer, the thoughts, and the things happening in the heart of hundreds of saints from the beginning, from St. Joseph all the way to saints of our own time. We're going to get into today St. Catherine of Genoa. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. She sees sin not only in its being committed, but occasionally also in its effect. Each time she hears about a sin, it is to her as if she accompanied the sinner to the end of purgatory. She has explicit personal visions of purgatory. She sees a person she knows who recently died, the neighbor's son who murdered his mother. And if she was not aware of his sin before then, she comes to know it in the vision of purgatory. She hears how the souls wail, how they cry out, how they come to understand are actually led constantly from one sin to another, so that their understanding of the guilt they have incurred deepens. She sees the torture and at the same time the instruments of torture. Everything in her vision, which is quite genuine, is bound to her time period. She not only articulates it in this way, this is also how she sees it. She does not translate it. This is just how it is given to her. She herself contributes only a little commentary. The explanation of the vision is rather clumsy but quite loquacious, for she sees all the details in the simple facts. For her and for her sisters and for another person, who is perhaps her confessor, she carries out what amounts to interpretations of what she has seen, in which she digests and inwardly appropriate whatever belongs to some extent to her experience. For example, she saw the purgatory of a liar. In her interpretation, she will also speak about the purgatory she herself could have suffered because of a lie. She talks about what Scripture says in this regard. She adds exhortations to avoid lying and so forth. And this is her literal prayer right here. You have shown me a part of your heaven. You have shown me, Father, how you form the faith together with the Son and the Spirit, a faith that has to be triune, because it is also held in common by the three, because you allow it to come to be among you, and because you give it to us in the way you yourself possess it. I saw the three thrones next to one another, and I saw light that joined the thrones together, and the light was such that it appeared as if it came simultaneously from all three thrones at once. And the light was such that it illuminated everything and was so powerful that it cast its light into the hearts of all sinners. And the light was such that it burned. It sought out what it could consume with its flames, and within the Trinity there was nothing to burn, because the Trinity is pure. And I offered myself to the light, so that it might burn in me what there was to burn. And when I offered myself, the light began to burn in me. My entire body turned into fire. My head burned. There was nothing I could do but let myself burn. This burning endured for a long time, for all my sins stuck so closely to me that a brief fire would not have been enough to burn them. When the torment became so great that I thought I could not take it anymore, the fire began to burn in me as if from the beginning, for I had not only to consume the sins in me, but also to ignite a new, pure longing for purity in me. And insofar as this longing was ignited in me, something new, as it were, began in me, a life that allowed me more steadily to see into the light of the three thrones. And I saw the distribution of the triune prayer, but I did not grasp it, for it remained ineffable. And my longing burned in such a way that I wanted to overpower this ineffable thing, but the ineffable remained ineffable. And the fire continued to burn in me, and the light continued to shine and burn. And I saw in the light something like a bright stripe. This stripe was hope. It ran from the Father through the Son to the Spirit, and then back to the Father. And the stripe divided and ran again from the Father to the Son, through the Spirit to the Father, and it was love. And this stripe divided again from the Father to the Son, through the Spirit, back to the Father. And it was a triune faith, which was triune in its relationship to love and to hope, but also triune because it ran back out of the Father to the Son, through the Spirit and to the Father. I should have perceived something I could grasp out of this triune faith, which I could then have passed on to all those who believe in you, O God, but I could not grasp it, because I did not understand the demand to grasp it. The burning continued on in me, and I remain absorbed in this burning. Father, you show me things that I am meant to pass on, but I know that I am not worthy to see them, and this accompanying feeling of unworthiness prevents me from seeing wholly the way you want to see me. Father, forgive me. I know that this unworthiness is an occasion, so to speak, for new sin. Father, forgive me in the name of this inconceivable Trinity that you are. Amen. That is what it's like to be in purgatory, to pray as a soul in purgatory, as Saint Catherine saw it. I will see you in the next one.